Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the Flame Dancer Bard.
Once again with feeling.
No, the lack of enthusiasm is perfect for a podcast.
Will playing Nath Vendekar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, once and future king.
Ooh.
Don't you mean queen?
No, I meant what I said. Tal'Dorei doesn't allow kings, doesn't allow queens. This line of succession. There's a whole AP about it. Like, come on, get your shit together.
You are correct.
Curtis playing Ronan, the most electrifying frog in sports entertainment.
And Pete playing Meta. Ta-da.
I knew there was more.
Ta-da.
I did it.
Yeah, everyone grab a flotation device.
That's three solid intros, Pete. Well done.
So, one of my latest shop talk shows that I did was about music in the game.
Okay. Right?
And the DM that I was talking to, he has, like, he's real big into music, obviously. He's got a degree in it. He's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
He designs theme songs with all of the players for their characters.
Every hero has to have a theme song.
Apparently.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it got me thinking, like, what would Tam's theme song be?
Da-na, da-na-na. I
don't know about Artemis' theme song per se, but I do know that it would have a hurdy-gurdy, a squeeze box, and a fife.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, clearly that's, you know, the middle, the song that's 15 minutes into Brigadoon. Everybody knows that. That song is famous for that.
Especially the hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of Black Sails from, Stars Network.
Great show.
I'll give that a distant second.
What's your first?
The song from 10 Minutes into Brigadoon.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Sorry, what?
Just said it.
I'm Britt playing Kurt.
What?
Just joshing you, bro. So, theme songs.
Yeah.
So what did you come up with?
I couldn't, actually. Like, there were several that I thought would fit, but, like, I couldn't really picture one. Like, her walking down the ramp in, like, a WWE entrance. Like, I couldn't figure out what that song was.
Oh. Tricky business.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody says theme song, I just got Shaft stuck in my head.
Bam. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Darwin's theme song is definitely Dirty White Boy by Foreigner.
I thought that was Neil's theme song, too.
It is.
I thought it was Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yeah, Mark hit that one on the head. Wow. Now, for Nath, I kind of envision Eye of the Tiger.
I was actually thinking the exact same thing.
Nath's is probably, that's his hype song because he wants to not be a shadow boxer anymore.
I was thinking more of the theme from King and I for Nath myself.
I can't place that one. Blanking there.
It goes, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Them suckers was fast as lightning.
How generically monk.
Every now and again, we'll pitch in an arr for you.
Arr. There you go.
Arr.
I mean, he always gave the boats back.
Okay. What about...
he was a remorseful pirate.
What about Meta?
What's the name of the song from...
Porn Star Dancing from My Darkest Days.
I was thinking more of...
Porn Star Dancing from My Darkest Days.
I bought you a crate of papaya. Waited all night by your door. Jungle love in the surf and the pouring rain. Everything's better when wet. Jungle love making me mad. You're making me crazy.
Don't fail trap checks.
Hey, you could do worse than Steve Miller, man. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the real ringer. The real tricky one. What would Ronan's theme song be?
Jump by Chris Cross.
Jump.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
That or Van Halen's jump.
Book.
Go ahead.
With Van Halen? No.
Oh.
Jump.
No. Since I couldn't figure out one, what do you guys think Tam's theme song would be?
Mm. Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith.
That's the
easiest one. Yes, that is exactly where my mind went when he described his character.
Or what's that one? It's by Jim Stafford. It's
a country artist.
Either that or Brick House by
shit. It's somebody's She's girl. A brick.
Jenny's girl?
Oh. No.
Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Hmm.
She's mighty, just letting it
all. Rick Springfield, yeah. I believe.
Dude Looks Like a Lady, I would take. Brick House.
Doesn't really fit the funk of the character.
Yeah. Or the extreme lack of funk.
Yeah.
Get the funk out. I think that's...
The closest I came to was Thunderstruck, but...
What about meta? What about Lump?
She's Lump.
She's Lump. She's Lump. She's in my head.
She's Lump.
Lump lingered last in line for brains, and the one she got was sort of rotten and insane.
Tom Jones. She's a lady.
This is for Tam.
I go along with that.
You're coming up on 30 seconds.
No, this is great because it's also one of the main themes from Miss Congeniality, and Sandra Bullock is one of the hottest women I've ever seen.
Yeah, I got your name in there.
But what'd you do with Sandra Bullock?
How about?
She's one of the hottest women I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
Period.
Especially... The way she has aged very gracefully. Mm-hmm. She is a very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get on board with that one.
And super talented.
That too, yes.
Yeah. How about Killer Queen?
Ah, there you go. I like
there
that one too.
There you go.
I think that is a good one, but I think I'm going to stick probably with Tom Jones there.
See, because I just see her coming off the gangplank on a ship, off the ship, onto the dock, and just strutting down the, you know.
But it comes out a different way. Like, she's a lady.
Yeah, exactly. it's added with a question mark.
Yep. Nice. That was a good starter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Now, now, Britt.
Well, I've had better.
I've had better.
What if Pezcock was a hero? What would his theme song be?
Chicken Man.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken theme song?
Yeah.
Sick 'em on a Chicken by the Zach Brown Band.
Rockin' Robin.
Oh, Tweedly Deedly Dee.
Yeah.
Tweet. No.
Tweet.
Amish Tweet Paradise.
Amish Paradise. Crab Paradise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Crab Paradise.
Something Italian. I don't know. I don't know Italian music.
Yeah,
that
makes
some opera music.
There you go.
Some of the Giordano and B sharp.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Giordano and B sharp. Huh?
I mean, those are all terms that are.
These are all words.
Those are all terms that could possibly apply to Italians and operas. So it is ish plausible.
Pretty sure
it's plausible.
It's plausible.
I'm pretty sure Giordano is an opera writer, and like in B sharp is
also a pizza place.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Giordano's.
Oh, it's because the S is the big change there.
Well, no, it's an O and the O versus an A at the end.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that, but I agree.
Any poop.
Speaking of Pezcock, I really hope that we can talk him into getting off the island with us, because I don't want to leave him alone on here. I mean, the poor bird's already halfway out of his crab shell anyway.
Definitely get him off the island. I don't know about with us.
I really don't think that we should force him to go anywhere he doesn't want to go. He wants to stay here. That's fine. He can stay here and worship the demons that come across.
We definitely need to change his mind.
Why? Like, he's a fully sentient creature and an adult capable of making his own choices. He's aware of the risks.
And he likes the red. He likes red mantis, so he's probably fine here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's a big difference in this. Like, I know you don't agree with it. I wouldn't want to stay here either, but it's his choice. He's not hurting anyone.
Well, but see, that's, I mean,
Maybe I'm just being soft. But, I mean, he did help us. I mean, he gave us food. He helped us, told us about the island. I mean, he did us a solid. So I would really hate for him to be here because he seemed like he's really lonely.
But on the same token, we've already paid him back by having some company for him for a few days.
You know, Artemis, I would say I would definitely agree, but he's made it very clear he wants to be here. Like, this is what he wants. So if you want to pay him back, let him do what he wants to do.
Respect his wishes.
Well, I'm gonna...
How would you like it if you were, you know, suddenly teleported against your will to this island? Well,
you know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, that did happen to me, if you do remember. And I wasn't too keen on it when it happened. But you know, I mean, in circumspect, now looking back, it's probably one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Because I met all you lot. We found a whole lot of treasure. And we're on the path to some more treasure at the Ducktail Rock. Woohoo!
So what you're saying is that being on this island is one of the greatest things that ever happened to you? Just yes. To paraphrase?
Yes, but getting off the island will be even better. Because now I have a reason to get off the island.
So you think. And Tam just stares at him as he's, you know, swimming.
And he gives her the eyebrow high sign. Like,
I think Jarwin even got off on the island, so I mean...
Well, Matt, a lot of us have done that.
Oh. I thought you were just cuddling.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation 3 times, Meta. Dear gods.
So
is this conversation happening as you're approaching the boat?
Yeah. I mean, Meta, like, if you weren't so disgusting with that skin sin thing, something probably could have happened for you, too.
No, thanks, Jarwin. I appreciate the offer.
I didn't say for me. That guy likes to play with snakes.
Meta turns back to the ship.
I was going to say, what's hilarious is now we're ignoring the light.
That I lit up. That's probably no longer lit up now. We're here to help.
I hope it speaks common.
You notice that light source has moved away now.
Cannot
see it any longer.
Can I cast light on Ronan and throw him into the ship?
No, you can lick my asshole.
I will not lick your cloaca.
I'll put it in your face when you're sleeping.
Wait a minute. Do frogs have cloacas? I can't say it. Cloacas?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Especially male ones.
Not up on frog anatomy. So.
Me neither.
No. That is not to say that, you know, Gripplies follow identically frog anatomy, but you got to figure they're kind of similar. Just saying.
I don't have to figure anything.
I'll look it up.
I mean, I've actually spent several nights sitting and thinking about the various anatomical configurations of the various Pathfinder species.
See?
You don't do that for fun in your spare time?
No. Yeah. I'm an incredibly busy individual.
Was that in character or out of character?
That's out of character.
Oh, because I could totally see Tam doing that.
Right? No. Tam's
probably got notes somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
This is just, like, I'm just Fish Kanya, like... What's going on down there?
Right? They're snake staff.
Is it?
Are they
like is it snake? Or is it like a mix?
So, a merfolk. Is it like white meat, dark meat, direct line? Or is it mingled together? Or
I don't know. Like, for me...
Could you have a surf and turf with one corpse?
So
the thing
many
that I never figured
jokes
out with merfolk is, like, in all their depictions, there's never an orifice below the belly button. But they have belly buttons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, why do they, like, so clearly they're given live birth because they have belly buttons, right? But then, like, are they just vomited up? Like, where do they come out of the mama merfolk? Like,
turns out the belly buttons are vestigial.
Or, like, are they like seals or walruses and they go on land to procreate and then go back to the sea?
Maybe,
well,
yeah,
because that's when they go on land, they get legs.
They get legs and all the other parts below,
in
the,
some
below
mythos,
the belly button.
Yes, but yeah. In some mythos, they
in some Disney that movies.
Yes.
Well, that's a whole magic spell thing. That's
I don't know. What's that one that was out with the mermaids that takes... It's like up in Washington or whatever. Siren? Is that it? Yeah. When they go on shore, they actually develop legs, but then they can only be on land for so long before they have to go get back in the water.
Yeah, I mean, Dale Hanna did that too.
So basically,
that
what
movie,
you're
Splash.
So basically what you're saying is they're like werefish.
Yeah,
werefish,
yes. But only halfway.
Now that's the mermaids, though. That's not like merfolk. I don't know if there's a difference there, but
actually, I think when they come on land, there were fish.
Ba-dum-bum. Wow.
So,
changing the name of this podcast to Six Assholes.
Okay.
Quick edit.
Yeah. No response to Meta hollering at this thing.
No.
Oh, yeah, the thing.
The glowy thing. In
how
the
far are we from the hole now?
That was only 6 seconds of conversation. That's fine.
5 feet closer.
All right. I guess we should go and investigate.
Well, yeah, that's why we're here.
No one's talking to us, so...
Why would anybody be talking to us?
Well, I'm talking to it.
What?
The thing you cast the light on.
But Meta turns around. What she's light? Been feeding food to the swimmers. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What's going on? What?
Yeah, Meta or Tam?
They said there's a light thing.
You can we Meta stop paddling sorry, now, Tam. Please?
Tam. No.
Give me another grape.
And she flicks a nut in your face like, swim faster.
Ooh, macadamia.
Tree nuts.
Pecan.
Last night I cast Phantasmal Killer on a guard, and his fearful image was pecans. So he screamed pecans as he died.
Yeah, they were like, everybody was like, I think that's going to be overkill. And Neil's like, how often do I get a chance to cast this? And I was like, how often do you get a chance to cast it and it actually works? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, cast it on the CR3 guard.
Yeah, I will.
Pecans! Ah! All right.
Anyway,
Meta.
So
what did you see?
There's something in there. I didn't really get a good look at what I was. Did I?
No, it was vaguely humanoid shaped.
It's humanoidish. Oh, I get another language, so I call it in polyglot. Hey, fucker, we're here to help.
Tim will tell the two swimmers what's happening.
Okay.
Well, I will. I will clamber onto the cello and try to secure it before it disappears. I will try to secure the cello before it disappears. We should probably get off the magically disappearing cello and into the boat.
Any response to polyglot?
No.
Fuck this.
Should
you gonna walk? Yeah. You're gonna walk on the neck of the cello?
I'll give it a try.
Okay. That is a colossal cello. It's
probably cover with a bow.
Boom, 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 boom.
This
boom,
is boom, not boom, representative of the mid-deck.
Thank you for laughing.
What we have.
As it slowly
pictured here.
Rises in pitch.
You do have dark vision, we established, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Do they look like undead?
I think you guys have fought these things before, yeah.
Skeletons? Degenerate serpent folk skeletons?
No.
Oh, for the listeners, Meta climbed along the cello and jumped into the hole of the ship.
These are Zambies.
Like Zambinis? I don't see any eyes.
No, the things that level
not
the
big
ice.
Enough for Zambonis.
Right.
What's a Zamboni?
It's a thing that they use to clear the ice with.
Oh, I thought it was like a pastry that's...
Sounds
you move Jarwin.
Calzonis.
As well.
Thinking of Strombolis.
Oh, Strombolis.
Yeah. So, GM, what happens?
I think that was me. So you're climbing aboard. Roll for initiative.
All right.
Summon a beach.
Awesome. We don't need to. There's one right there.
You don't have initiative as a spell?
No, summon a beach.
Oh.
So, yeah, you got what you call 4 Zambies right here on the mid-deck of this messed up boat. Oh, yeah, we got pink.
It's going to be one of those on-ice shows, everybody. Get ready.
Green.
Zombies on ice.
Pink, green, tan, white. That's what their names are for our purposes here today, anyway.
They're like Care Bears.
Yeah.
Which one's pink?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Pete. This one over here.
Okay.
For the listeners.
In the aft.
Britt just pointed to a green one.
Can we go with beige instead of tan? It's very close to tam.
I'm sorry, I've already written it down. It is so. I'll just enunciate.
Just call it beige anyway.
I'll be attacking beige.
Because why wouldn't you?
Right? Roll a natural 20, you've missed.
Besides, clearly it's a taupe.
Right. Okay.
It's a color, Pete. It's a.
I guess I need
color.
An initiative tracker.
Is it one of the ones you can see?
No, it's one of my favorite lines from Ocean's 11. Well, they're always just so calm about it. They send the dweeby guy in to hack into their security system, and they're like watching him in the cameras, and like, why do they always paint all the hallways that way? I don't know. They say taupe is very soothing, and like the dude's just like pouring sweat as he's like trying to find his way through the hallways. Which I was able to see the original Ocean's 11. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but
yes.
Very different movie.
Yep.
I imagine so. Was it in the 60s?
Like the original Gone in 60 Seconds was very different.
It's got the Rat Pack in it.
Yeah, 60s. Early 70s. Probably, yeah. I'm going to go Meadow. What do you got?
6.
Ronan.
21.
Okay. Tam.
8.
Alright. Nath.
10.
We're doing well.
Jarman.
6.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Artemis.
12. I think Jarwin goes before me.
And then there's me.
1.
Close.
2.
-1.
0.
Hey, Jarwin.
Hey, what?
Is your modifier more than 2?
Yes.
Okay. Jarwin goes before Meta.
Yay!
What did Ronan get?
20-something.
21.
Yeah, he fucked up the whole thing. He's just doing his own thing.
He should have done a 9.
So, have any of you guys seen Loki?
Negative.
Yes.
All except the very last episode.
I've seen all of it.
It's a very nice tie-in to the future movies.
I really liked it.
What is?
Loki.
Quick question.
I haven't seen it yet.
Meta and Jarwin, you are tied. Who's higher?
We already went over this.
Listeners, would you tell our GM who's higher?
What?
It'd be Jarwin. What?
I told you I was playing Kurt today.
Jarwin.
So you were saying about Loki?
I'll just say it's a nice tie-in, especially at the end there. The character that they have, they never say his name, but he's already on IMDb for the part he's playing in another movie. So,
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
This is 2.
Is that already out or just a trailer?
Neither. It's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Huh.
And he's playing the main villain in that.
So okay.
I don't want to spoil things for people who aren't up on it and stuff like that. So
I have not even started watching Loki yet.
It looks like it's really good.
Did you see the controversy online about gender things?
No, but
not really.
Oh, there was some controversy about that, and then it's like big old meme about that, and they're like, "Fuck it, here's a animal."
Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with Loki, like,
do you know Loki's actual story?
I do.
Yeah, like,
it's really fucked up.
And the fact that in the first Thor movie, Odin appears riding Sleipnir. So Sleipnir is canonically in there.
Yeah.
So you know that, you know, if you're, unless they explain otherwise, Loki fucked a horse.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that happened. Yep. Top of round 1, we have Ronan.
Okay. I can see one from here, can I not?
Probably 3.
From where you is?
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck to the side of the ship.
Yeah, just because of spacing. The hole is actually here to here. You're probably clinging to the side of the boat like you would anyway. So you can get inside the hole. But yeah, you're 5 feet away from the entrance.
What did you do?
I told it his mic up so he'd speak into it like a big boy.
Yeah, when I move, it'll be mispositioned again. Anyway,
then you can put it back so you show up on the frickin' recording.
It was where I was at before, and I moved so I could see a little better.
Magic 8-Ball, is Kurt a pain in the ass? You can count on it.
Anyway, so what you're saying is I would need to move in order to make a shot.
Yes.
So I could 5 foot?
You could. Can you occupy the same space as somebody else?
I could with stick their permission, to the outside you of the boat. Squeezing.
Okay. Well, and he's small, so that helps, right?
No.
No? Okay.
So, well, I just need to line up for the hole. I'm trying to
get a
shot.
Boom!
Okay.
It's okay. I've got grease.
So, from there, I can see this guy?
Sure. You want grease on a putt-putt course.
Okay.
Lubricant.
There's always time for lubricant!
Why do you need lubricant on a putt-putt course?
It's like it's like bedroom golf. Have you heard of that?
No. Okay. Or is that like the toilet golf where like you're sitting there on the shitter and you're trying to like putt?
No. So it's different, but similar. There are balls and a shaft involved and a hole.
Are there woods?
But
usually.
Slightly different game.
So, Ronan is taking a shot.
Like croquet different?
If you're lucky, there's no woods, but
more accurate. Yeah.
Okay, that's a 14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Flat-footed.
I should probably want to know the AC of these critters, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it's probably 12. That would
be a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably
2. Let's say, yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
Listeners, he said this whole thing while staring directly at me.
And a 12.
Sure.
How many shape points do they have? Not enough.
Oh, that's one thing I do know. Yeah.
Okay.
They have 2 hits worth of HP. How much damage do you do? 1. Okay, how much damage do you do? 1. Oh, I died.
You know, there are systems that do that.
I know.
You know, it's not the amount of damage you do, it's the number of times you hit.
Yeah.
That seems like a lack of dice is involved in that game.
Yeah. Less dice rolling.
11 points of damage.
That's 11 points of damage.
Say it on the mic.
I gotta go after a die.
No.
I won't get away from
it. Curse going down under the table again, guys.
I hate when that happens. Lost a die.
Zippers.
That's not a die.
Ooh! Hold on, let me get my knife out.
Don't forget your tweezers.
All right. Your grand total again was 12?
11.
Still 11. 11.
11. 11. Okay. What?
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 And that was on green. Sure, it's green. Okay.
They all look green to me, so that's real helpful.
That makes it Artemis's turn.
Wow. All right, then. Well, let's see. I suppose there's a little bit of light coming in from the hole. I see that one directly to my left. So
which would be the white one?
Yes, it would be the white or the taupe or the tan one. I'm not sure exactly what we decided by committee what color that one was.
Beige.
But the one directly to my left, I will try to stab it.
Okay.
And since it has not went yet, it is flat-footed.
Yes.
Which is awesome because then I get extra damage.
Yes.
Unless you roll a 1. Damn it.
Ooh.
No one's there.
Well, look at there. That is a 17 plus 6 for 23.
Yeah. You're wishing this was second edition at this point, aren't you?
You're damn straight. And let's see. That's a total of 7 points of damage.
7.
Plus 6, so it's 13.
13 on white.
Slashing, if it makes a difference, because I want to try to slash him.
I thought that was beige.
Yeah, I don't think in undead traits slashing is a thing. At least for these low-level guys.
Depends on the type of undead.
This is a zombie.
If they're from the book zombies, slashing bypasses their DR.
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas piercing and bludgering does not.
That one just kind of falls over right there.
Bludgering?
Bludgering. He's donezo.
Hey, I killed one. Hey, look what I did. I killed one.
Nice, good job.
He was already dead.
I re-killed him.
Better.
That's awesome.
Good zombie, stay.
Made it permanent, yeah.
He's dead again.
So, Nath, what would you like to do?
I have to kind of do some measuring first now because that one died.
Oh, man. Such a drag.
Way to fuck it up, Artemis.
What did I do?
He killed his target.
I thought that's what we were all trying to do.
Yeah, but he wanted that one.
He should have called dibsies.
Right?
He's going to call dibsies on the green one then.
Okay.
All right. Dude, everybody, Nath called dibsies on the green one.
You mean the one that Ronan shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, well,
Can you hit him?
Nath charges valiantly into the ship.
Charges?
Mechanically charges?
No.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
Oh.
What with Artemis fucking it up?
Just being push him out of the way when you're on.
I can't help but I got there first. You had a chance. I was all the way in the back with you. You could have got up there first.
And I apologize. It's been like forever since we played, so I don't even know where
anyone is. Roll a d20. Add your attack bonus.
Subtract 17. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, there's the attack bonus. Good.
He missed.
I'll bet I didn't.
Did you roll above a 10?
I did.
How much?
Something doesn't feel right about the number that I see here. But
it's probably the avocados in your pants.
You know what? You could be right. I'll have to check that out. There it is. It's a 19.
19's going to hit.
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
8 points of, I believe, magical bludgeoning damage.
Magical boobining?
My fists are magic now.
Ooh.
The Listen up, ladies.
Yeah.
His fists, not his fingers. His fists.
That's part of the. That's part of the situation.
Jankies. Okay.
Is he actually down?
He is down.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I can't move.
Unless you got some kind of funky V.
It's not, it's not second edition, sorry.
Well, I'm Nath will be sad over here.
Because he can't do more?
As he wished to fist another one.
Good lord.
I'm purposely phrasing now, but yes, that is the end of Nath's turn.
Damn. What would you like to do?
We have any difficult terrain to worry about in here?
Nah.
From the looks of it, we don't even have zombies to worry about in here.
Tam enters in. Walks past Meta and goes, don't lead.
But where I lead, you follow.
I got a 19 to hit.
Yep.
Hey, that's awesome. Two in a row.
All right, so do you need different damage types?
Nah.
Okay.
You're doing
20 damage.
Your sword, right?
Yes, but I have sword damage, precision damage, and frost damage.
Cold damage. Yeah, they should all go through, I think. Yeah.
Undead are usually immune to cold, is what I said.
Well...
How much of it was cold, just out of curiosity?
6.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. He's down.
It runs up, chops its head off, and goes, yes, but I'd prefer you not get hurt.
I feel fine.
Okay.
And then she kind of looks at Artemis, and she's like, I got one.
I give her a thumbs up. Good job. Nath had to have help.
That means...
She looks at Nath, looks at the one you know, that's decapitated, goes, dibs.
So that leaves Jarwin just one target left.
Jarwin is going to shake his ass and that's it.
Shake, shake, shake.
Shake it!
Inspire courage.
Shake your
shake it! Show me what you want.
Show me what you're working with.
Meta.
Inspire courage.
You're not going to move, right?
Nope.
Okay. Meta.
I'm going to make my minions do the work.
Very excited about how this is going. Meta leaps in.
Leaps. Woo.
And blacks both her eyes.
This one's mine.
Toom, toom, knocks toom. Jarwin over.
Slash. That's a higher bonus. 11 hit.
So close.
Wait, is it flat footed? Has it
went yet? Hold on. Do you give 2? Yet.
1.
You give 1.
I don't have bless up.
Swing and a miss.
Yep, that's 11.
Okay. Use your shirt reroll.
America.
America, damn it.
Use your Eagles per star reroll.
For what it's worth, it would have been max damage of 2.
Awesome.
On a bludgeoning and piercing weapon, right?
Good job, Meta.
Yep.
Yep.
So 1 non-lethal.
Except for it's undead.
Which means 0 damage.
I was waiting for the frost spit, honestly. You were banking on us killing these, weren't you?
Started with 4. Down to 1. It's my turn. Yeah.
That one's
at least that one has a lawnmower.
Right?
He is fucking winding that minigun up. We're about to get chewed the fuck up.
He's got a target right there for it.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Bring it, bitch.
Oh, God.
That's it was 20. One of those...
So slow, and it rolls, and it turns and turns and turns and turns and turns and turns. Natural 2.
I think that's a miss.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a 20, and it flips to 2.
Infuriating. Okay. Ronan, can you kill that thing?
Going to shoot it twice. Yeah, precise shot.
Nope. Sure doesn't.
Why would he have precise shot?
It's not like he's a ranged combat fighter.
But you're engaging it, so it's not a minus 4.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's still a minus 4. You just have a feat that gives you plus 2, but you still have the minus 4.
The reason why we keep bringing it up, because if you take away, if you actually ever get precise shot, you get rid of that minus 4, but you'd still get the bonuses.
Yeah, you'd still get the plus 2.
That is a 17.
You're good.
He hit him with a gong.
I heard it.
2 points of damage.
Did you just shoot a gong out of your bow? Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, and that is a 20.
This is piercing damage, right?
Yes, for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
So 1 non-lethal.
So it's magic TN arrows. Gong.
Bagong. They have an incense holder on them.
Wow, Ronan just broke the entire boat.
Jeez. Seems like that would be
it's
more
pretty strong for a little guy.
Yeah. Job, yeah. Nope, the answer to the question is no.
Oh, no. You will suck again.
On Artie. The plus side, Artie, there's a flanker partner
is
there for you.
Is it my turn again?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess if you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. So, I will go all the way over to here and catch that little zombie in the middle.
25.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you still taking pictures for combat? Put them on the tubes?
I helped. No.
I didn't think so. I mean, I stopped listening when I found out we had four like active listeners every episode, and I'm one of them. Will's one of them, and I'm like, eh,
yeah.
Oh,
natural 20.
I can see that.
Not that
here.
I needed that, Craig but card. I have to confirm it first.
Yeah,
right?
I'm say
you'll
get ready.
It.
Will
fine. See, look at that natural one.
Oh, it was a 13, and it teased me with it, and then it went to a 1. So I did not confirm.
It's okay, Artie. I softened him up for you.
I did 15 points of slashing damage.
That'll do it.
And that's how you do it, boys and girls.
Squab.
Can I read what you could have gotten?
Yeah.
Double. You had two choices here because of your daggers. Double damage and 1d6 con. Useless against an undead. Or double damage and target loses flight if it uses wings.
Sweet.
See, it was not meant to be.
So, double damage.
No, it's so cool that it was double
that
damage.
That zombie will never fly again.
I pick it up and throw it really high.
Off the boat.
Don't tell me what to do.
Are we still on initiative?
You're not the boss of me.
Are we still on initiative?
You can be if you want, I guess.
Well, no, I need to keep track of song rounds is what I'm asking.
Are you going to attack Ronan or what are you doing? Because all the zombies are dead that we can see right now.
Yeah, no. That we can see.
Right. That was the question. Whose pencil is this? It keeps getting sent around the table.
I don't know.
Must be Kurt.
Does not matter.
So Tam is now sure that this thing is all dead, so she does the only thing you can do when they're all dead.
Then end my song.
I know what that is.
Drown them?
No.
Set them on fire.
Go through its pockets and look for loose change. Change.
Well, they do that. Meta will call out, is there anyone else here?
Yes, I am right here.
I'm here too.
From below the deck here. No!
Look in the mirror, my friend.
So on this deck, there's no water. I mean, it's all wood. There's a few holes in the floor here and there.
Are the holes glorious?
Negative. You can see them coming. Nothing to be worried about as far as, you know.
So they are glorious.
Well, they're spiffy. I wouldn't go glorious. Spiffy holes. But not glorious.
More importantly, is there anything of any worth on this deck? I mean, Tam is checking the pockets of the dead guys.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be checking like for storage lockers or crates or bundles of things.
I would expect nothing less.
Check for a foot locker.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
You need a new pair of Nikes, don't you?
Yeah, I've been wearing these for like a week. They're getting old.
Yeah.
Cracked.
Why not? No, the cargo seems to have been lost on this level of the ship. There's not much to look at, just a few boards here and there. No full crates.
So should we go up or down first?
Before I answer that, do we find anything in the corpse pockets? Or
negative. Okay. They once had pockets, but they are long gone.
I say we go up first. That way, if anything sneaks up behind us, we can, you know, and we need to, we can jump off the ship. As opposed to if we go down, we could be trapped down there.
And we'll have the high ground, too.
Yes. Mm.
Can I check some of the holes in the floors with Detect Evil?
Sure.
See if I see any evil
alignment
down there.
See if there's
there?
Any evil in the deck below you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, the holes are not evil.
Some holes are, though.
Some holes are very evil.
I've experienced that myself.
So, you
crazy
do that.
Crazy evil.
Because I'm PTSD from that shit.
You've got to have your vision on it, right? It's vision-based?
Yeah, it's like Detect Magic, but it's Detect Evil. And I have Dark Vision.
Okay. So, yeah. That's kind of where I was going with that. And I knew that about Ronan. But, so, yeah, you look down in a hole big enough to get most of the lower deck in your view. And you don't detect anything down there.
Okay.
Tam will grab Ronan by the ankles and kind of lower him in the hole and like spin him around in a circle.
A reverse
and then shout and shout Swirly.
Okay.
No.
Swirly.
She's being constructive.
I mean, well, even with your detect magic going or detect evil, wasn't it? Yeah, detect evil. Yeah, you don't detect any evil, but you do notice that bottom of this deck is totally submerged in water.
Okay.
Okay. So, if there's anything of value down there, it's probably submerged.
Okay. And moist.
But I don't see any life with evil intent.
No.
Or, like, undeath with evil intent.
Negative.
Hey, Pete.
The water is also not evil.
Oh, damn.
Thankfully, yes.
That one really flew.
I share this with at least the other member of my party who's standing there with me.
Oh, got your toy confiscated.
Give me the other one. You fuck. You're being disruptive.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. You can give them back at the end of class.
Maybe.
From the principal's office.
To talk to your parents.
You don't want to talk to my parents. That would be a horrible experience for you.
Yes, I can tell you this much. His father will not pay for your lunch. The only thing I know about the man.
Don't need him to?
So...
Anyway, he's not coming with us, is he?
Tam will look for stairs to go up.
Okay, you can find those easily. They're over there.
I will go up stairs with Tam.
You can see at least two different sets of stairs on this map. Instead of going up, scratch that and reverse it. One will go up, one will go down. Oh, actually, there's four sets.
We will go up the upstairs to the upstairs.
Okay. You can do that. Oh, look, there's an island over there.
Is there like a above deck cabin or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a like a captain's launch or a longboat anywhere on the top deck?
Not anymore. Okay. You don't see any longboat.
It's worth a shot. It's a shot.
Captain's yacht. Or anything else.
Is there on a lot of ships right by the steering mechanism, there's also like a...
the wheel, yeah.
Cabinet or box where they used to hold navigational charts and everything.
Sextants and yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah. And
check all of it.
Okay. So you find a rusty sextant, chuck it, probably. Because you have a better one, don't you?
Yeah, but...
Wait, a rusty sextant? How does that work?
Shut up, Neil.
Like, legit, sextants are very expensive, yeah, so...
That's true.
Tam bags it.
I can attempt to clean it and repair it as well.
Yeah.
I presume, but, you know, not now.
Yeah. It takes some time, but yeah.
You polish the sextant on your own time, mister.
Fuck yeah, I will.
There's a bit of... I do seem to recall a time you guys were collecting quite a bit of rope. For some reason.
Yeah, that was Nath's hobby,
because
yeah.
Because Nath, you want to explain why?
Because we don't have a robe of infinite twine.
Pretty much, that's it, yeah.
He's trying to create the world's largest ball of rope.
Biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
That's right. Or at least in Sargava.
Biggest ball of twine in his pocket.
Because you can never have too much rope, that's what he said.
He's going to hang it all up and create a tourist attraction here in Sargava.
You know, if we get a big enough ball of rope, we can probably just take that instead of a boat.
Like James and the Giant Peach, but with, you know, giant ball of rope.
Rope.
Yeah.
Can it be hollow on the inside? I got a ball of rope.
There can't be that many balls of twine. So really, he needs one like the size of a bowling ball. And that's you show up and it's this grand outside, like the world's largest ball of twine. You walk in, it's like the size of a bowling ball.
I think you mistake how much rope goes into a ball the size of a bowling ball. Like, not a lot.
Yeah, and I think he's kind of mistaken on the diameter of the rope.
Well, we also keep jumping back and forth between twine and rope.
He's also little.
Right, right. So the twine is on the inside, of course, because it's smaller.
So to a Gripply, a bowling ball-sized ball of rope would be much bigger than, say, to Nath.
Yep, yeah, it would be.
Would it, or would he be comparing it by default to a Gripply-sized bowling ball?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, what's a bowling ball?
It's a ball for bowling.
The fuck is bowling?
Well, it's
you never went bowling before?
No.
You grew up in you lived in Opara and you never went bowling?
Yeah,
you've seen
I had other stuff to do.
It's like their national sport.
The old blokes and I mean could they do it inside and outside. I mean they did it on the lawn in the parks. I'm sure you saw that. The old blokes are out there
out on the green.
No, yeah. They roll them at these pins and knock them over and then they count.
Oh, he probably doesn't know the name 10 pins, but yeah, that's
10 pins. Okay. Yeah, I know 10 pins.
Okay.
Right, that's they started calling it bowling because they bowl the ball.
But it really has a name.
But it's more of a club name.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like the Opara 10 Pin Club is kind of pretentious, but you know.
Oh, it is pretty pretentious.
The,
Yeah, you know, if that's what they'd gone with, but, you know, you never heard about their bowling club, did you?
Well, I mean, I've only been to a par once, and it was just the docks.
Oh, I mean, you want to talk about pretentious. The yacht club is bad. Bowling club, and God forbid you should be in both, because holy crap, you're a snob.
Upturned nose.
Well, one guy actually had enough space on his yacht to go bowling.
That's a big yacht.
Wow. I mean, like, how did it work with the swells and stuff? I mean, you think it would, like, meander all over the deck?
Yeah, no, it didn't make any fucking sense, but, you know,
he still did it. Just yeah.
Do it. Yeah. Oh, one of those.
That's part of the challenge.
I've got a bowling lane up on my yacht.
Do you want to see my tin pins?
Actually, a hypothetical question. If said bowling alley was in an extra-dimensional space, if the boat was rocking, would the extra-dimensional space still rock?
Depends on the construction of the extra-dimensional space, but unless it was specifically designed to be anchored to it, then I would say no.
At face value, I would say no.
Yeah, because you can anchor spaces like that in other planes to attach other planes to have effects on one another.
Sure.
I mean, that is also kind of the whole point of extra-dimensional spaces for, like, storage and stuff, is that they're not affected by the things that happen on the outside.
That's why if you have a 10-pin green on your yacht, it was very, very expensive.
That's why you come to Shield Bash, to answer all the important questions.
Right, because, like boat noises. Because now we can have interdimensional bowling leagues.
Yes.
The questions you didn't know you needed to know the answers to.
Trans-dimensional 10-pin competitions.
Yes. And for the one you're thinking of right now, it's a purple 12.
Of course it was.
Now you know.
And knowing's at the bow.
Yep.
Go, Joe. So anything upstairs in the cabin? We go in the in the sea cabin upstairs?
No. As it turns out, one back wall of the cabin, totally gone. And you can imagine as this thing was landing, quote unquote, settling into place here, it's probably been through a rough storm of some sort and just knocked off the whole side of the cabin, and all of its contents just spilled out into the sea.
So we don't find any plaques or anything to tell us the name of the vessel or logbooks or anything.
That'd probably be over by the steering.
That's why I was looking for specifically.
Not one single iota.
Well, that's good news. That means we get to name it. I suggest Jenny.
We could just call it 10 pins.
No, I'm not a small ten man, pins Jenny, way better. But I know.
I could go with 10 pins.
How about...
It doesn't look like a shrimp boat to me, but whatever.
That's my boat.
Yeah, I had the name in it.
What about Zambi?
Jenny. How about Zamboni? Like bees and carrots again.
The Zamboni.
So we searched the entire vessel. We only found those four bodies.
Two decks of this vessel.
So we have to go down to the water area. Jarwin, can you pull out that ever-burning torch there, please?
Yeah, sure.
And so we go down to the stairs that lead down to the hold.
Okay.
Which the water is going in and out.
Yep.
Do we see anything with the torchlight?
Mm.
Is there any bits and bobs bobbing around in the water down there?
It's 10 to 8?
Yes.
Yes.
8.
Curtis, do you aid?
Which one of those is worth 2?
Who was rolling the primary?
Well, I guess I will, because everybody else said they aided. So. All right, so 20, 22, 24.
I aid.
26. 28, GM.
Yeah, you see some shinies.
Guidance, 29.
Excellent. Do we see anything that's not shiny, and unless it's like teeth are shining in the light? That's what I'm more concerned about.
There's a couple large-looking fish down in there.
You're not shining.
Swimming in and out. Nothing big enough to you need to worry about.
Well, Ronan, cover me with your bow, and I will go ahead and go in the water and go after the shinies.
Let me take my rope out and give you a way down there easily, or are you good?
Well, I mean, it's full of water, so I mean, we can help.
Back out would be a little easier.
Yeah, you throw it to me. Okay. I could always tie the rope off to whatever I'm getting here.
Yeah.
So what do I find, Jim?
Ooh, there's a bunch of shinies over in the one corner.
All right.
And other sprinkling of shinies is what draws you to that corner in the aft of this vessel.
I'll
on the lowest deck.
I'll slowly make my way over that direction.
Detect magic while he's doing that?
No magic. So you swim. Ooh, that looks like a gold shiny.
I'm still trying to detect evil.
All right. We're kayaking earlier in the week. out on the river, and we kept having fish jump up, and they kept getting closer and closer, and at one point each of our kayaks got hit by a fish jumping out of the water.
Nice.
Mine almost, the one on mine, almost hit my daughter in the face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Asian fish things up there,
Asian
was it?
Carp?
I wouldn't know.
Shad will do that to you. Shad will jump like that.
I had a very similar experience.
Bass do that too when they feed.
On the Illinois River, it's Asian carp.
Going down the Salt Fork, I was paddling along with somebody in the back of the boat and felt something wet hit my right side, and I looked back. I thought to myself, why did this person just hit me with their paddle? And I looked back, and everybody's stunned looking at me. A fish had jumped out of the water, slapped me in the side, and went back in the water. Nature
wow.
hates me.
Just like a cartoon.
It really was.
All right, so Artemis, you go down. You're swimming like 5 foot deep. So you don't have to hold your breath for too long between coming up for air. But you start collecting these coins.
All right.
And altogether, you find 90 of them.
90 gold coins?
Yup.
Awesome.
Now wait, over there, in the corner, what's that, a stick of some kind?
I don't know, but I'll find out.
Okay, so you go in for a closer look. Ooh, it's got glass in the end. Grab it, and you flip it over, and it's got glass in the other end.
Is it a spyglass?
It's a spyglass.
Another 1,000 GP spyglass.
Wow.
Is this one magical?
No.
Does it have any writing on it?
No.
Does it work?
You'll have to wait till you get topside to find out.
Find out next time.
On Fuck You Guys.
So 90 gold pieces and a spyglass.
Correctamundo.
1,090 gold pieces.
Yep.
I'm not going to give this one away to his girlfriend like the last one. Could have used that a lot.
I'm just saying.
It was funny, though.
Can I see one of the gold pieces?
Sure.
Tim wants to try and figure out where they're from.
They're from Spain.
Okay. You're losing me in the minutia, but okay.
I mean, this is just the thing that you'd be interested in. You know, this also kind of might tell us where it is. I mean, you could just make something up entirely.
You could say they're so worn, you can't tell because they've been in water for years and years and years. It's salt water. It will erode them.
Yeah, not that bad.
It'll smooth them out, though.
Yeah.
Especially if they are actually gold, because gold is actually quite soft.
Yeah.
Indeed. You think maybe they're Oparin, but older mintings, you know?
It might be worth more than one gold piece each.
Ooh.
They're worth 10 plat each.
10? Woo!
That would be awesome.
There you have it.
This was a worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Good call, Tim.
Not too shabby. Gotta say.
So, yes? Not a character question here at this point. What are we doing with the 90 gold? Splitting it up?
Whatever, I don't care.
Ooh.
Put it in the bag of holding with everything else.
Be 15 each.
I'll just record a lump sum of 90 to split.
Because other than like playing cards, what are we going to do with gold pieces on this island? Now, when we get back to civilization, that's a different story.
Planning ahead.
It's a good thing to ask right now. Yep.
The demon armor, if we are able to find a buyer, will be quite nice.
Yeah, it'll give everybody a nice little chunk of change.
Yep.
I may get to retire after all.
Right. Provided,
you legit could retire, literally.
Problem is finding very a place easily to sell it.
Book two, whole different party.
Book two? Who the fuck are these people?
Everybody retires.
I'm Matt Crown West.
I'm Winjot at it, but I got nothing.
definitely Tien.
Yeah. Here comes Adam.
Autumn.
Autumn's a name. I know somebody named Autumn.
Yeah. Autumn.
She's a nice lady.
That's spelled that way.
Who's Nath turning into?
Carvent Nath.
Hello, I'm Quintius.
Quintius Artemis.
Quintius Often.
Ninor.
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 Ninor. Instead of a Gripply, you're like a snake folk or something.
Nagaji.
Nignor.
That's Captain Ninor.
So, I imagine Artemis is going back topside.
Yep.
Okay. Showing everybody what he's got.
Were there any logbooks on this ship?
No, we looked. We couldn't find any.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
So, should we cello? Anybody else want to look any more on the ship, or should we cello over to the mainland?
Was there anything else around the ship in the wreckage area that
celloing
we can
now
see?
A verb.
There's a
cello besides the water.
So no dwarves?
Nope, no dwarves.
No doors.
No skeletons. Some zombies, but you knew about them.
Nothing like outside of the boat.
Nope. Some fish.
No shrubbery.
No shrubberies.
On to the ducktail rock.
The what rock?
Okay, so I imagine Artemis is pulls out the spyglass, right? Tries to open it up. Doesn't quite work yet. Then he tips it on end and all the water drains out of it. And then it opens up.
Oh, no, it's a mimic.
You look into it and you just see a bunch of different colors and stuff. And like, oh, it's a kaleidoscope. Son of a bitch.
God damn it. Hey, when that happens.
It's a telescopic kaleidoscope.
It's color spray, but only if you can get him to look in the end of it.
Probably wasn't a kaleidoscope until all the salt water got in it.
We'll save.
You get two of them, and you can be the one with kaleidoscope eyes.
Yep. I can just give you some drugs, and you'll think that.
Can you see the owl-tailed rock from here?
Well, we keep changing
the
which
bird. The hawk. What's
the idea? This episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Cluck, cluck.
So,
buck.
Are we ready to cello over there?
Cello.
Do either of you want a break? Do you want me to swim?
I'm ready to cello over.
I'm okay. It's not that bad, really. It's kind of calm, so. I've got to do a lot of swimming since I've been on the island.
I'm going to cello again.
Yeah, just take this basket of snakes.
All right, so you can make it to the opposite shore there with just one cello this time.
Mm-hmm.
Tam takes the basket of snakes and, like, sticks it in the hole of the cello because she doesn't want to touch it.
When the cello disappears, it takes the snakes with it. No!
Then so the next time you summon it, it's animated snakes.
Instead of strings, it has snakes!
Snakes!
Snakes on
the cello!
Tired of these motherfucking snakes on his motherfucking cello.
No, look out! It's a big snake!
There will be no end of those jokes.
The snake appears in the sand. Cello!
No! Yeah, that movie was supposed to have a different name, and it's like, fuck it! Snakes on a plane.
What's going to be really rough is when I have to figure out what my next character is going to be carrying around.
What's in your motherfucking wallet?
You know, what's really great about the movie? They made a novelization about it.
Do they really?
Why?
That's the question.
I mean, the bigger question why is why Twilight?
Because people, because it made money.
Blah.
Money, mostly.
Yeah. Blah.
Everyone needs a sparkle bat.
I guess. to abuse with a flamethrower and a baseball bat.
You guys, speaking of bats, you ever seen the thing that's, there are two superheroes. One of them gets around, is completely blind and gets around by using his extrasensory perception to locate where things are around him. The other one uses high-tech gadgets to fly through the air and enjoys, you know, fighting things with his with no superpowers and with his bare hands.
Yeah.
One of them is named Daredevil. One of them is named Batman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they are not the ones that you would think. Yeah. Just have by the descriptions.
Oh, I was right there with you the whole time.
Yep. I knew exactly where that was going.
That before.
Yeah.
Powdered toast, man. Are you clinging tenaciously to my buttocks? Packed with vitamin F.
I just keep thinking of the old first comic book movie, Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Waffler! I'm going to strike evil with my waffle iron of justice and make them talk with my syrup of truth.
Like, I'm the PMS Avenger, but I only work 7 days a month. Do you have a problem with that? The bowler.
I'd say she's got potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff. You want to go to the shore?
What class?
Yes. We cello over.
What class would the bowler be in Pathfinder? Medium? A psychic?
No, there is a brawler archetype where it's basically Captain America throwing the shield. Okay. You just flavor out the shield to a bowling ball.
Yep. Okay. I would have went with Barbarian, but with...
throw anything.
Yeah, throw anything. Exactly.
Throw one thing, the bowling ball.
Yeah, I mean, throw anything, but yeah, you're going to be throwing the bowling ball.
That'd be the weirdest thing. It's a throw thing. One thing.
Throw one thing. Colon bowling ball.
No, it's like you get it. It's like weapon focus. You get to choose what it is. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
But here's the thing. I mean,
take
weapons. I would rather be hit with a lot of other weapons than to get hit in the face with a bowling ball.
Or a shovel.
It's thrown by somebody that can throw it like
some
that.
Heft to it. I mean, like 8 to 16 pounds.
16 pound is.
That'd be...
it's like getting hit with a shovel.
Wouldn't be pleasant.
I'd imagine if your name is the bowler, it's probably on the heavier end, if not past the heavier end.
Or you
psych.
It's a 24 kilogram
ball.
It's
really just a hat.
I was going to say, or you just have a very nice hat, like Odd Job.
Odd Job.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, that is also an option, but then throw
Who
anything
throws
makes
a
more
shoe,
sense.
Honestly. That really hurt.
Spinal Tap?
No. It was Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, all right.
With, what was his name in that one? It was making fun of Odd Job. What was the dude's name?
Oh, yeah. Random Axe.
Yeah, it was. Random Axe.
Actually, speaking of throwing shoes, the new Baldur's Gate 3 game that's coming out, I fully accepted it as a D&D-based game when I accidentally tossed a shoe at somebody and killed them.
How did you accidentally throw a shoe?
So the UI is not like fully finished, and when I clicked on something, it clicked the thing next to it instead, which was throw. And the next thing that you click after you click throw is whatever you throw. Well, I double clicked by accident, so it threw the first thing that popped up in the menu to throw.
Oh.
So somebody threw their boots.
So, I mean, that makes sense. The UI is not completely finished. That's also a good indication of a D&D based game.
Quite. Or a Warhammer
True
game.
Story.
So
they'll put out expansions later, you know, supplemental books.
They'll be more expensive than the original core game.
They'll just call them errata.
Have any of you guys checked out a game called Giant Lands?
Nope.
No. Okay.
I got a t-shirt.
Just in general, or a t-shirt for Giant Lands?
For Giant Lands.
A t-shirt too.
For Giant Lands.
I was wondering as well.
I think we're all wearing t-shirts.
Same.
No way, man. I have a t-shirt, too.
Whoa! But not a Giant Lance t-shirt, man. I got one of those.
I just have a giant t-shirt.
Britt's like, can we get back to the thing I planned?
Fuck you, Britt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were celloing.
Cello! Who's motorboating this time?
Nathan Artemis, though.
Okay. Yeah, we're not changing. No reason to.
Inboard and outboard, that's us.
And Tam is helping them motorboat. Because Meta won't.
Interesting.
Something's not adding up here.
Which is odd, because you really think she'd be the right person for the job. But
it was the whole skin scent thing. Just kind of put everybody off.
Yeah, so let's also try to clear this up. Because I was in character voice, so he doesn't understand hide the sausage, doesn't know what a handy is, but motorboating, that he's got.
Well,
weird.
That's what we're doing. We're motorboating right now.
Yeah.
See?
Weird gaps.
Well, it's all that loose skin. You think it'd be easier to do the whole sound, you know?
All right, now are we farting, or?
So we get to land.
This frog is very confused.
We cello to shore.
Much shorter distance this time.
Cello!
So you got your beach, you got your immediate vegetation after about, 30 feet, Typical scenario. You're kind of used to it by now. You know that you want to head almost exactly due north, but just a little bit to the east as you go. And you'll get where you want to go, because you can see it from here.
Well, it's only fair that Kurt's firing at me now, because I got him twice right between the eyes.
Hey, took him away from him, Kurt.
I didn't shoot anything at him.
Kay? Yes, you did. Two bottle caps.
It was blank.
It was two bottle caps, you fuck.
Children.
Ding! Now he's shooting him at the DM.
So, now that we've celloed to shore, can we see the ducktail? I'm sorry, I was writing in my journal.
You can see it.
Okay.
It's over there!
Tam leads the way.
Woohoo!
Oh, right.
Dum, dum.
Now Tits is a snake's back.
Meta follows Tam.
As per usual.
Can I do some theme music here?
Is it the theme from Predator?
No, it's Doom Printer.
What? Doom Printer?
You'll hear it. Keep going.
Slash through the jungle, because the trail's a little overgrown.
You'd think the Ducktail Rock would be much more popular, but
it's not exactly a tourist destination yet, because the lighthouse isn't built yet.
Well, and what with the whole island being deserted?
Yeah, right.
Well, now deserted.
not the whole thing. There
were people until we arrived here.
What, there's the crabs? Because everything else is
mostly
dead.
Fezcock and the Dryad.
Can't see those being tourist attractions.
No, I'm just saying they're permanent residents.
I think we killed all the cannibals.
This is what I'm playing on my summon instrument now. I'm summoning a printer.
I'll give you the dryad's probably a permanent resident. Pescock, 2 months at most.
It's the old ribbon style printer.
Dot matrix, baby.
It sure is. Just
it's,
wait for
its own
it.
Play
it's
music.
Fantastic.
Hold it closer. Dan's bobbing her head as she cuts.
Setting off my breadman PTSD.
So, do we make it to the Ducktailed Rock?
I think he broke him, dude. You can't play noises like that for a bread guy. You fuck us up, man. We start hearing those dot matrix printers, and we start twitching.
So, Nath, you're from the jungle, right? Or forest?
There was a forest outside of where I lived, but I was technically not supposed to go there.
Now, why not? Is it like a reserve?
The elven lands.
It was a nudist colony.
Yeah, I don't think elves are nudists, but...
Did you grow up in, like, Keonin or Sarkova?
Yes, in Green Gold, yes.
Oh.
Really? You think elves are nude?
I was not supposed to go there. I did get to go into the forest a couple of times, but...
You know, you really never struck me as a rule breaker, but now I'm beginning to wonder, why did you leave?
I think Nath actually said this once.
Even the jungle gets quiet now.
You heard the tale of Jennifer with the dragons, right?
Tam ignores Jarwin and just waits for Nath to answer.
Nath says, I was kind of exiled temporarily for my interest in one of the higher-ups' daughters. They didn't particularly like me staying around her, and she wanted to study martial arts with my father, and...
is that what they call it now?
Well, that's...
With your father?
Yes, he...
Faja.
He ran a... he ran a place of study
there. I wonder
there
if you said
arts.
That to her.
Suck on that.
He ran a place of study there for martial arts and spiritual guidance.
So trespassing, piracy, and then was social misconduct?
No, nothing.
Nath?
Nothing happened. It was.
He's a regular rebel. He is.
Yes.
His code is extremely flexible.
His.
Well, he is a monk.
He was just upset that his daughter and I were getting along well, and the breaking the rules, going into the forest didn't help, but. Then, yeah, I don't think he knew about the ships. I mean, the boats.
So there were multiple boats.
There were multiple weekends, yes.
Oh. Oh, so a love boat.
So is there a little Nath running around somewhere?
No. I mean,
how long have you been gone?
No.
9 months, give or take?
I need a map.
What?
I had to travel from so Keonin to...
How long have you been gone? I need a map. What?
Keonin to the edge of the continent. So a while, but I don't know what the travel time on that is. I'm going to be honest. That's speaking.
We'll say 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, a couple of months.
Probably not a little one roaming around yet.
Yet. I'll catch you.
And Tam just kind of does the same thing that she did with Jarwin, and she just pats him on the back of the shoulder, keeps cutting through the jungle.
Nath assists with only his fists.
Do you have
what the
that
fuck was
map?
That? Good news, I'm having your baby. What?
Yes, that's the one. Okay.
No, I don't have this.
So okay. You fuck. See, this conversation is happening as you're traversing the jungle.
With sweet music.
I'm keeping a look at.
If you want something that's going to scare shit away, printers.
That might do it.
Everybody's going to be like, oh, fuck that.
Yeah. Eventually you come across this clearing, and at the far end of the clearing is the infamous Ducktail Rock.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Woo! It's a rock. It looks like a ducktail.
Oh, wait. Sorry. That's over.
Well, I have to pick this up next time. Once you bash. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.